But first, we're talking a little bit about behavior modification, I guess is what you would say. Like, trying to get people to act a different way. And especially when they do stuff that is just really annoying and they're kind of oblivious to. Now, the example that started this was yesterday when I was at Coca Bolos, and this guy, and I'm not sure if it was his girlfriend or just an acquaintance or something, are there, and they're at, you know, a big table. They're expecting a lot of people, and people are slowly kind of trickling in. They're all must be coming from different directions, just meeting up there to get their sangria special or whatever. And dude, every time somebody comes in, the dude would go, we'd throw the "what's up" at people, and you're like, "Whoa, dude, really? You're going back 10 years for us to do that?" And he answered, like, he got a couple phone calls in the course of the time I was, and this is all like an hour and a half. So this guy's throwing lots of "was ups" out there, lots of greetings to people. And while it was annoying to me, I just more than anything, I sympathized with the people who were there at the table with him. Like, he must have a lot of redeeming qualities if they're willing to put up with him saying "was up" all the time. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
And when somebody has that as, you know, a key element of their being, of who they are, you know, like, that "was up" almost defines that guy. So how do you tell him, no, you need to stop doing that? You know, like, hey, man, that's not very becoming of you. You know, it's not a very good thing to have. You know, it's just. But when the guy has it so much, you don't want to crush him. You know, because that might destroy him. That's, you know, if that's 50% of who he is saying "was up" when he meets people, then he's just gonna like walk around, you know, all stoned like, not knowing what to do. Yeah, and then your roommate who would pace in front of the television. That's an annoyance that I think is a lot easier to approach. You just say, "Stop doing that." But you never had the conversation with him, the straight ahead, "Stop doing it." Hmm. You just had the subtle, "I'm turning up the volume on the TV because I can't hear it over you talking and pacing in front of it."
Yeah.
539-9750 or 238-0975 if you either have an experience or you have some suggestions on how to handle things like this. Go ahead.
Yeah, my ex-roommate up to about a couple months ago, they moved to Kansas City. He had his girlfriend move in, and she brought her wiener dog to live with us. And they had the upstairs, and I had the basement room. Mm-hmm. And she would leave my basement door open, and her wiener dog would go downstairs and leave me little presents.
No. At least it was like a wiener dog and not like a huge black lab or something, you know.
Oh, no, his Weimaraners, they wouldn't get up to let him out, and they'd piss in the room, and it leaks through the floor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah.
It's filthy. And you know what? It's annoying enough when a roommate brings the girlfriend in, like, halfway through the lease or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she finally started paying rent 3 months later.
Yeah. That's one of the number one complaints I think people have is when the roommate feels a need to bring in their girlfriend or their boyfriend into the relationship. Never works out good.
No, it wasn't.
Especially when their dog craps all over your floor.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, my girlfriend was staying over, and she left her lingerie on the floor, and she went to work and stuff. The next day, and her dog, his girlfriend's dog, came downstairs and left a present on the lingerie.
At least it wasn't in like the cuff of her bra or something. So should we put it on? It was
right. Well, I don't know. It was Victoria's Secret, so it was kind of expensive. So I picked it up. No, I picked it up, and they were upstairs watching TV on the surround sound, and I threw it in her lap. I just took it and just dumped it in her lap.
Oh, God, dude.